What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I'm inside the Swollen Dome.
As you know, I got a chance to hop around town during Super Bowl week, heading all over the city of New Orleans to see some of the great venues, eat some of the fantastic cuisine, and meet some of the stars that were out and about. Thursday night, the Society Bowl at Eiffel Society, Super Sunday HQ, 4U, Belvedere Vodka. Yeah, hosted by the great Michael Irvin, Hall of Famer. Always good with the time, always good with the quote, and always ready to show some style. I had a chance to talk with him briefly about the events of the week and even got an attaboy for my outfit. That might have been the highlight of the week for me. Check it out. Michael Irvin inside the Swollen Dome.
You're a man with three rings, and as these guys go to this quest, what's your biggest memory of those three games? Which one stands out to you?
Well, it's always the first. You know, people talk all the time to me. I mean, which Super Bowl... There's nothing like the first. There was no experience like the first. We were fortunate enough to win the first. So it made it all that much more sweet. But the first is all, because I would always remember Pasadena walking out on that field and feeling that nervousness the first time of actually playing in the game that I dreamed about in my yard as an 8, 9, 10-year-old kid. The first one was incredible.
Now, how do you block out all the excess as you come here? Obviously, those guys
can
get it around
and it's not intelligent of you to think that you can. I mean, look at what goes on around Super Bowls, you know, the whole process. So think, okay, I can just block it out. It's not reality. So you absorb it, but make sure you absorb it the right time. That's why I love that Jimmy brought us in on Sundays. So he says, go absorb Sunday and Monday. Come Tuesday morning, it's time to start absorbing only football, because you got to get it out of your system. You work too hard not to accept and come and receive all the appreciation and people patting you on the back. Just got to get it early enough to get it out of your system so you can focus late in the week.
Now, you mentioned Jim Harbaugh bringing the team out early. How do you get to a locker room? Is there the Chris Culliver statements obviously become a huge national story? Is that something that can distract this team at all?
What?
The Chris Culliver statements. Is that something, how does Jim Harbaugh address that? Or is this, at this point in the season, is it too focused that it doesn't matter?
You know how each week they say, well, just focus on the next game, focus on the next game. Those are things you don't have to say anymore, because this is the only game, and it is the last game. And, you know, it's this game and then next year. So, you know, it's easy to bring the guys back home to where they need to be, and right now, that's on this game.
And how special is it to see your friend Ray Lewis finishing
this
career?
It's very special to see him be able to at least have an opportunity to ride out on a white horse. Now he just has to go and get the job done.
Go and finish it. And did I go too far?
No, you didn't. You got loud in the tie.
Well, because I'm coming out here,
which is good,
with you. I know
you got loud in the tie. This is what I call classy clean. You know what I mean?
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I'm inside the Swollen Dome.